Rejoice. Rejoice in the world, in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. We heard a very similar phrase to that in our second reading. And there's lots of things that can cause us to rejoice. One of the things that I like to rejoice about is the great gift of confession. I love confession. I love hearing confessions. I love going to confession. I love the forgiveness and the mercy that God offers to us in this great sacrament. I remember when I first came back to the church, a couple months after that, I went back to confession for the first time. It was quite some time before that since I had gone, and I was going on a retreat at the Catholic Newman Center in Rolla. And I remember hearing this very moving talk about God's mercy, His grace, His forgiveness, and the great joy that comes from being forgiven. And I wanted that for myself. I wanted to be reconciled to God, my Father. And so I was going to go to confession and not let anything stop me. I wasn't going to let any kind of fear or anxiety or hesitation or embarrassment prevent me from receiving that grace. I remember I was getting prepared for confession. I was very nervous, even though I was determined. And I was trying to recall what my sins were. But that wasn't an easy thing for me to do. Thankfully, for that retreat, they gave us what's called an examination of conscience. That's a series of questions, typically based off of the Ten Commandments, to help remind us of what different things might be sins, and to help us to identify and recall our own sins. We are blessed at Ascension to be able to provide on our website both a guide to confession, that is how to do confession, but also an examination of conscience to help prompt the memory to recall those sins. And that's available on our website, asc.church. That's asc.church. And if you go to the website, you can go to the drop-down menu that says worship, and then click on guide to confession. And there you'll find those resources. We also have a guide to confession and an examination of conscience available on the My Parish app if you click on the icon confession. And so there's great opportunities for us to be prepared. And even though I had my own guide to confession and I was preparing for it, I remember still being nervous. And I entered the confessional and I knelt down behind the screen and I struggled to be able to even say the first words. I vaguely remembered from childhood that I was supposed to say how long it's been since my last confession. But honestly, I couldn't even remember how long ago that was. So I just did the best that I could and said that it was over 5 years. And then I tried to start listing my sins, but I struggled with that too. Still fearful, still anxious, but still determined as well. So I forced myself to go ahead and to start to list them. And it was kind of like a reservoir being held back by a dam. As soon as I started to list my sins, it was as if there was a crack in that dam, and the water started to trickle through, and then the whole thing broke and just gushed forth. I was saying sins so fast, listing them so quickly, I'm not sure I even made any sense to the priest. But it was also a very moving experience. I was so filled with sorrow for the things that I had done wrong. And I was so filled with a desire to receive that forgiveness that tears were streaming down from my eyes. And when I had finished, when I had gone through my list, when I exhausted my list and myself, I suddenly realized, oh, it's now time for the priest to speak. And then I started to get anxious again. It's like, what's he going to say? Is he going to chastise me? Is he going to condemn me for all the things that I had done wrong? What's he going to say? And that can also spark in us another question. Why is it that we confess to a priest? Well, actually, we're confessing to God through the priest. The priest is like an instrument in order to present it to God and God to respond back to us. So the priest is kind of like Skype or FaceTime. He allows us to speak to God and God to speak back to us. And it all happens through the priest. So when we confess our sins to the priest, we're confessing it to God through the priest. And then God responds by giving us advice and by granting us the great gift of forgiveness through absolution back through the priest. The sacrament of confession, like all other sacraments, has with it the guarantee that we are receiving that grace. We don't have to wonder, we don't have to question, was I really forgiven? If we go to confession and we were sorry for our sins, and we listed all the serious sins we could think of, then yes, when we hear the words, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we have the guarantee that we are forgiven. And what a great and awesome gift that is. And that's what I was hoping for. That's what I was looking for. That's what I was longing for. But I was still nervous about what the priest might say. So as I braced myself internally, expecting to be scolded, I was very surprised when he responded with gentleness, with kindness, with forgiveness. His words were very soothing, and they put me at ease. He seemed to understand my own weakness and frailty. And it was quite a blessing to have him as the priest to hear that confession. I remember as I was absolved and I left the confessional, I was just filled with this great sense of joy. But also it seemed like this heavy burden that I had been carrying was somehow lifted and taken away. It was a powerful experience for me. Now, not every confession is going to be that kind of powerful experience, but at every confession we go to, we have the guarantee of the grace of the forgiveness of God. And even though I had sinned in many ways, the penance he gave me before I had exited the confessional just seemed so insignificant compared to all the things that I had done wrong. And that, too, was a sign of God's mercy and his grace. It's also a great source of joy to be reunited with God our Father, to be reconciled with him and have that damaged relationship repaired. In fact, Pope Francis says that the sacrament of confession is the sacrament of joy. And the reason why there's not more joy in the world is because so many people have stopped going to confession. And that if we should return, we should rediscover the joy that awaits us there. Not only do I enjoy receiving the sacrament of confession, I love being God's instrument in the confessional as well, being that means by which he forgives others. I can remember a time I'm sitting in the confessional, God is absolving the penitent through me, and I suddenly got this image of me holding this large trash bag and just kind of flinging it away. And that was a great image, actually, for what happens in the confessional. From the guilt and the garbage of sin being thrown away from us, taken away from us by the grace of God. And that was very exciting for me. And then on another occasion, I remember as God was absolving through me, I remember thinking to myself that the soul was becoming squeaky clean. And that just brought a huge smile to my face, which they couldn't see because I had the screen. But I was still really happy to be there, to be that instrument of forgiveness and mercy and joy. And so we might recall in our gospel that question, what should we do? Well, during this Advent season, one of the best ways that we can help prepare ourselves for the joy of Christmas is to experience the joy of going to confession. And so I encourage everyone to go to confession during this Advent season, especially anyone who has been away for over a year. Don't let anything stop you from receiving that grace, that mercy, that love, that forgiveness, that joy that God has waiting for you in the confessional. We are blessed here at Ascension to offer many opportunities for confession. We have confession available during the weekdays, Monday through Saturday at 7:30 a.m. before the 8 a.m. Mass. We also have confession available at 4 p.m. on Saturdays before the 5 p.m. Mass. During this Advent season, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, we have special confession service available at 7 p.m., and we have extra priests coming to help out as well. And that's a great opportunity for you to receive this great sacrament. But also, I personally am offering confessions on Sundays at 5 p.m. during the season of Advent. So with all of these great opportunities to receive that mercy and grace of God, I encourage everyone present here to take advantage of them. So let us take a moment now in this brief period of silence to consider what time and when during this Advent season we are going to go to confession and receive that great mercy and joy and forgiveness of God that awaits us there. Please also consider having a guide to confession, as well as using an examination of conscience to help you to be well prepared and have the best confession that you can have. So let us take these plans, once we've formed them, and place them in our hearts and present them to God, as we also present ourselves and Jesus Christ, who becomes truly present to us in the most holy Eucharist, to God the Father.